Did you know that everyone with a learning disability aged 14 and over is entitled to a free annual health check with their GP? Yet only 53% of eligible children and adults have had an annual check-up. They're often missing out because their name is not on their practice learning disability register. You need to be on this register to get an invitation for the check. Annual health checks are without question a good thing. They help your child stay healthy and get them used to seeing their GP as they become adults. You can ask your GP to add your child to the register at any time. There are real benefits being on the register, even if your child is too young for the health check. It means when you book a GP appointment, the system will flag up your child's needs. You can ask for reasonable adjustments to make sure the appointment is accessible for your child. At the same time, the practice is made aware that you are a carer. It also means your child will automatically get invitations for annual health checks from the age of 14. Your child doesn't need a formal learning disability diagnosis to be on the register. If you're unsure whether your child has a learning disability, the GP can do their own assessment. The GP register is different from the Social Care Disability Register. Here's Aisha talking about how she found out about annual health checks for her daughter Sadia.
My name is Aisha. I have four children, two have additional needs. I am also a foster carer to two disabled young people. My 17-year-old Sadia has a severe visual impairment, learning disabilities and gets chronic chest infections. It's really important doctors keep a close eye on her health. We only found out about her right to an annual health check when we visited the GP to ask about her chest infections. The practice computer flagged up that she was entitled to the check because she has a learning disability.
These health checks will benefit your child in many ways. Your child will get a longer medical appointment slot and a thorough check. You, the carer, get time to ask questions. Their GP can also detect and treat any illnesses earlier. And of course, they get used to seeing the GP. The COVID pandemic makes it even more vital that your child or young person gets a health check. We know people with learning disabilities are at much greater risk if they get coronavirus. And studies show people with learning disabilities have poorer physical and mental health than other people. And they sadly die younger. Many of these so-called premature deaths could be prevented if the illnesses were detected earlier. NHS England has told GPs it's important they continue to carry out these health checks during the pandemic. If your child struggles to attend appointments, you can ask for reasonable adjustments to make the appointment more accessible. This might include asking for an appointment at the start or the end of the day so they don't have to wait, or asking for some information about the appointment in Easy Read. Here's Aisha again.
Because of COVID and Sadia's chest infections, I'm going to ask the surgery if she can have her assessment remotely. My request will be for a reasonable adjustment to protect Sadia during the pandemic. These are adaptations the practice must make so the young person can easily attend and take part in the assessment. In a normal year, I would much prefer her to have a face-to-face assessment. Overall, the GP was kind and respected mine and Sadia's needs, but the practice reception staff could do with some extra disability training. They came across a bit ignorant of my daughter's needs. Looking back, I would have asked the GP to enlarge the computer screen view we all were looking at, or even use a screen reader because my daughter is visually impaired.
Before the check, you'll probably be asked to complete a form about your child or young person's medication or any long-term health problems. This is only part of the check. The GP or nurse must also do physical checks, including height, weight, heart rate, blood pressure and blood and urine tests. They may also ask about constipation, reflux, their mental health, epilepsy or problem swallowing. They will check if your child's vaccinations and screenings are up to date. And if they have asthma or diabetes, they'll ask how that's going too. They will also check if they have other health appointments such as physio or speech therapy. They may even advise on healthy eating, contraception and stopping smoking. After the appointment, the GP will issue you and the young person with a health action plan to help them know what they need to do to stay healthy. The plan may include information on managing health conditions, support they may need to manage their health condition, information on who should provide that support and by when, and perhaps information on diet, exercise, and eye and hearing tests.
My advice to other carers is prepare carefully for the check, think about the questions you want to ask the GP and jot them down so you remember, and encourage the GP to talk directly to the young person first and speak gently and in a way the young person can understand. Think about any reasonable adjustments young people need and request them. The check was really beneficial. It meant all Sadia's health needs could be looked at altogether, including the chest infections. It meant Sadia is now back in the system and we are happy she will be seen regularly for her respiratory condition.
You can find out more about these checks by visiting our website at www.contact.org.uk/annual-health-checks.